Towards the end of Parshas Kisisa, we find about Moshe Rabbeinu's radiance. Moshe Rabbeinu, after spending 40 days on Har Sinai, Moshe lo yoda ki koran or panav. Moshe didn't realize that he had this koran or, this radiance to him. What was this, and how does Moshe Rabbeinu not realize it? Most of the Mefarshim, including Rashi, explain that he had received it earlier in the Parsha, when Hashem placed his hand over Moshe's face to prevent Moshe from seeing Hashem himself. That interaction gave Moshe this glow. The Chizkuni and others explain that Hashem gave Moshe the radiance to reinforce, to strengthen his leadership in response to the Chet Ha'egel. That radiance was the emuna that Hashem placed in Moshe Rabbeinu going forward. But there is another answer offered by Rabbi Soloveitchik. And he says, well, where does this radiance come from? The Medrash asks this question. Meheichan notal Moshe karnei hod. The idea that Jews have horns comes from this pasuk. But karnei, where did he get this radiance from? And the Medrash offers the following answer. Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachman Amar kesham Moshe kasav es haTorah. When Moshe wrote the Torah, nishdayer bekulmos kima. There was a little ink left over, v'heviru arosho, and then when he wiped his forehead, that ink smudged on his forehead, umosha nasalo karne hod. As Moshe is writing the Torah, there is a little bit of ink left over, and when he wipes his forehead, the ink smudges, so to speak, and causes this divine radiance. And the Mefarshim struggle with this understanding. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu had extra ink that Hashem didn't know how much ink? It's an IKEA cabinet. There's extra screws, the shelves left over afterwards. How is it that there was ink left over after the writing of the Torah? And Rabbi Soloveitchik offers an incredible explanation to this Medrash. He says that the ink obviously symbolizes something deeper. And the Medrash is telling us an important lesson. Although any great Rav, and Rabbi Soloveitchik would talk about this in many contexts, any great Rav and leader in Gadol BaTorah can communicate Torah and Halacha and Shiurim, what he's unable to pass on. Most of what makes an Adam Gadol cannot be captured in text or in ink. This idea that there was left over ink after Moshe wrote the Torah, and that radiance is the part of the Torah that cannot be communicated through Reik Shiurim and writings and Sfarim. It's the unwritten Sefer of Shulchan Aruch. It's the sixth sense of a committed and a passionate Jew. The Koran Or of Moshe represented parts of our Mesorah, which can only be captured through that interaction we have with our teachers, with our leaders, our Rebbeim, our Gedolim. Only that element, that piece of the Mesorah, it is something so hard to communicate because it wasn't meant to be communicated, but to be experienced. The purpose of Mesorah, of passing down not just only Halacha and Torah, but of passing down experience, relationship, commitment, and passion. And the ink of Moshe Rabbeinu's forehead represented that part of the Mesorah that's not written down, but can only be transmitted by a personal relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud.